Okay, good morning, everybody. As we continue to learn Tehillim at this most emotional and fraught time, which is very appropriate for Mizmor Chaf, Amatzeach Mizmor David, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. The reference here to a Yom Tzara, which is echoed at the end of the Mizmor, Adonai Hoshia Melech Yanenu V'Yom Koreinu, on days when we have an extra need to call out, is a really a reference to a halacha min haTorah that the Rambam says that there's a separate mitzvah d'oraisa of davening be'es tzara, that it's a different quality of tefillah. The Ramban, who thinks that generally tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is willing to consider the possibility. Rav Moshe Feinstein was convinced that he actually definitely held this way, that be'es tzara, tefillah becomes a mitzvah d'oraisa. In fact, Rav Moshe thinks that that's true for non-Jews as well. So Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem Eloi Yaakov, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be a misgav. Misgav is a fortress. Sometimes we have to relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a fortress when we're faced with such difficult itos hatzara. On the one hand, especially these days, images of pure joy of children reuniting with their parents, and also deep, you know, pachad and anxiety in terms of what this means, for the future of the war, and everything that comes along with it, not to mention the hostages that are, you know, as of yet left behind. And the Mizmor goes on from there, where there's an emphasis on Tzion and on Yerushalayim, Yizkor kol minchosecha v'chol olascha yidash tesela, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will look to the zechuyos of the korbanos. And of course, this raises a question for us. If we don't have the korbanos anymore, so b'ma'eda ki yirashana, Yaakov, Avram Avinu, asked, what would be the zechus through which he would inherit Eretz Yisrael, and it was the zechus ha-korbanos. But the issue was, if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so, what do you do? And the answer is the recitation of korbanos on a daily basis and davening, which is what makes that so important to do, is the zechus of the relationship between the Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael. So again, even if we don't have the korbanos, Yizkar kol minchosecha v'chol olascha yidash tesela yiten lecha chilavacha v'chol atzascha yimalei, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be able to, answer us and to deliver for us on that basis. Just moving ahead a little bit towards some of the concluding lines of the Mizmor, which resonate so deeply with us, in this particular war. Elev arecha ve'elev asusim v'anachnu v'sheim Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, that the mark of the Jewish people ultimately is not to trust on technology, no matter how impressive it is, but to rely on the Shem Hashem, whereas others, are very impressed, whether it's with their tunnels, whether it's with other forms of technology that they may or may not have, drones, gliders. But this is actually one of the major musarim, unfortunately, in terms of this particular war. It's already been well documented. I think everybody knows the extent to which, unfortunately, Vayishman Yishirun Vayivat, we demonstrated arrogance, and thought that we would have, the most sophisticated fences in the world. We would have the most sophisticated, monitoring systems, and Keheref Ayin, all of that was neutralized, and Am Yisrael was rendered blind to the attack, which led to the worst pogrom in the history of Klal Yisrael since the Shoah. Since the founding of the State of Israel, which one of the main bases of the existence of the very state itself was to prevent Jews from these kinds of atrocities. And so we were reminded in a way that we wish hadn't been so painful and so astounding. Elev arecha ve'elev asusim anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir, that no technology is sufficient if we don't have siyata d'shmaya, if we're not deserving of siyata d'shmaya. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir heima karu v'nafalu, and when we do have siyata d'shmaya, they will be weakened and then they will fall down. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, we will stand up and we will be strengthened. Hashem Hoshia Melech Yanenu v'yom koreinu, as we said, v'yom tzara, on those days where our tefillos take on a different level of intensity, on those days when our tefillos are that much more necessary and that much more urgent, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us on those days. HaMelech Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu, because after all, He is the Melech, and like a Melech, you know, doesn't have to check with the parliament. The melech doesn't need the senate to approve. The melech can simply act unilaterally when he sees fit. And part of what makes him see fit to do so is when we recognize v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir, when we do that which is incumbent upon us. We should be zocha to Hamelech Yanenu v'yom Karenu on behalf of all of the hostages who are being returned to their families, and on behalf of all of Am Yisrael that so desperately needs nitzachon in this victory against those who are bent on our total destruction.